Good morning, and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 49. I'm pretty sure it's 49. Not so good with the counting. Oh my gosh, so my brain, I feel like it's been through a massive workout, and I feel like I'm not coming to this with anything too brilliant. So I will come with what I have, brilliant or not. Not to imply that everything else I've done is brilliant. Oh my gosh, I will say it's a great relief when you have a phone charging cord that is broken and you are living on borrowed battery time and you get a new charger cord. That is very, very helpful and exciting and sort of a very strange relief. It's like this loss of connection to the universe. It's just sad that I feel that way, even though I have a computer. But the idea of the phone going dead is like this panic. And then if one has to like leave the house, I just cannot believe that I have fallen into this pit of phone need. It makes me sad. Thank goodness for charger cords. Yay, charger cords. I feel like a sad specimen. Like I have a lot of thoughts that are happening, but none of them are sticking. And yeah. I'll share the interesting thing that's happened so far today. Well, there have been many interesting things, but apparently my brain doesn't hold on to them. A fun episode by John Oliver that I haven't actually finished watching yet about Bitcoin. And I know that's a dangerous subject to get into. Everybody has their opinions and that's fine. You can have your opinion. I don't really have one, so that's okay. But I did have to say this was an interesting episode that I thought had provided an interesting description. He tries to explain Bitcoin and the things that have been going on with it and sort of the sad things that are going on that I'm not saying this isn't a currency that could work. I get it, but I don't get it. And probably I just don't get it in its etherealness of weirdness, not because, well, it's complex. I'm not saying it's not complex, but I get the concept, I think. I was sad to hear that at a Bitcoin conference, I'm fascinated that there's a Bitcoin conference, but then there's banking conferences, so I guess, that they couldn't take Bitcoin at some point. I don't remember what their reasoning was, but I thought that was interesting that they couldn't take Bitcoin for entering the conference. So that was sort of sad. But they played a interesting description of Bitcoin in how it's dispersed that I thought was just kind of funny and interesting and perhaps very helpful is if you take something highly processed, a chicken McNugget, and you turn it back into a chicken, the process, the Bitcoin is all over the place and it's in these little pieces that are not together or forming one thing of any sort. And if you put them all together, then you have a thing, in this case, chicken McNugget to chicken, which hopefully works better in the computer world. And at least we have evidence of that than putting a chicken nugget back to a chicken. So anyway, I just thought that was an intriguing explanation and perhaps helpful for people to gain an understanding. At least I found it helpful or resonating. So I don't know if that says I actually get Bitcoin on a level or if I'm really just super clueless and it sounds good. I don't know. I'm not a fan of chicken nuggets, so I'm certainly not vouching or promoting such a thing. So we'll see where it goes. I don't really have an opinion on the matter. I think it's a fascinating concept, and we could probably use a different type of currency, and certainly our currency that we currently have isn't representing anything or based on the actual value of something sitting somewhere else. So it's kind of also etherical and something that we've agreed upon to mean something to us. So, you know, why can't it be something else? It's sort of sad. Like they talk about the pump and dump schemes. They had a very interesting commercial for one that's kind of freaky that talks about how to make it happen, make money and move on by taking advantage of investors, which is sort of sad. Well, it's way sad, not sort of. Anyway, so who knows? I don't know. I mean, again, regular stock market does that too. They're not supposed to, and they try to make it not happen, but stuff happens. So anyway, nothing is perfect, I guess. So there's my lack of opinion on Bitcoin. Oh, one of the things that I've heard about this before too, but it's so fascinating. What a weird reality-based reality television based world we live in, and maybe reality based television is not the right word, but media focused or buzzword, that John Oliver brings it up, but I heard about it before too, where companies were adding blockchain to their name, and then all of a sudden their stocks were going up. So like one was, oh my gosh, it's an iced tea company. I can't remember what it's called. Arizona. I think it was Arizona Iced Tea, that they added blockchain and saw their stocks rise. And a bunch of other companies have done that too. That's sad. It's interesting, but it's sort of sad and doesn't make sense. And so I don't know. I don't know how we're going to function as a world. Anyway, so there's my really not helpful information for the day, unless the chicken McNugget thing is helpful. Rock on. So we'll put blockchain in the title of this, and we'll see what happens if we get a bunch of new listeners. So for those of you who are listening without being coaxed by the word blockchain, thank you very much. And please post a review, subscribe, have your friends subscribe. That would be delightful. Thank you so much. Check out on Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger. That's the @ Mornings with a Stranger with no spaces. Have a wonderful day.